nobody brings Philadelphia fans closer together than the Green Legion. From tailgates in South Philly to invading enemy territory, this group is the home to the true Philadelphia sports fan. Now their party hits the airwaves. Quimby, Michael Diaz, Chris Sapp, Slash, and Super Sam Ross always keep the conversation going. So crack a beer, take a shot, and join the virtual tailgate now on Green Legion Radio.
Who the hell is Super Sam Ross?
Thank you.
That's a great question to
ask. Thank you.
Who is Super Sam Ross? That is Super Sam Brady, everybody. You guys, Green Legion Radio, live on Fox Sports Radio here in Philadelphia. We are broadcasting from the All-Star Craft Beer, Wine, and Music Festival at Citizens Bank Park. My name is Quimby. I am your host of the show. We got a couple distinguished panel members with us as well today, like Eagles Insider Podcast host, Mr. Dave Spadaro. How are you,
guys?
Sir?
Great. Great to see you.
Dave.
It's been a long time.
Eagles legendary wide receiver, Mr. Irving Fryer. And then, of course, we have to introduce Sack first, right? Before Diaz has any time to say anything.
Absolutely, big time. Game 7 tonight down in Miami. Everybody get... Whoa, I'm sorry.
Game 7 was going to be tomorrow.
I guess it's not happening.
Is it, Diaz?
Don't flush it and move on.
He doesn't even know what he's talking about over here.
And, of course, our longest-standing panel member who is kind of in the dumps right now.
How can I be in the dumps? Look, I've got Irving Fryer to my left. I've got Dave Spadaro to the right.
Ooh.
Knowledge, athletic skill. I'm the perfect blend in between.
Kissing ass.
Are you saying I'm a dumb athlete?
No.
Are you saying knowledge on that side?
Are you saying I'm a smart non-athlete?
Yes, I am saying that.
He's a nerd and I'm just a dummy.
Yeah, exactly.
No.
I'm not going to lie. That's what I heard. Right turn, Clyde.
Slash hit the dump button for that. Delete that from the show.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the off-season edition of Green Legion Radio here on Fox Sports The Gambler. Please rate, review, subscribe, and download the show on iHeartRadio's mobile app, iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. Green Legion Radio is brought to you by our friends at Bud Light Seltzer, Michelob Ultra. I hope that doesn't offend anybody that's surrounding us right now.
Not at all.
Stateside Vodka and Stateside Bourbon, Diaz, Dave Babuso, State Farm, Greater Philadelphia Health Action, MCS Residential and MCS Custom Cabinetry, Premier Window Cleaning, WeHateDirtyWindows.com, Bucks County Baseball Company, which you forgot, thanks to Diaz.
And the Ludlam Hotel.
And, of course, the Ludlam Hotel, formerly La Costa in Seattle. Check them out at LudlamHotel.com. That's LudlM.com. Welcome to Philadelphia's All-Star Craft Beer, Wine, and Cocktail Festival. That's wrong, too. Thank you. So what's the saxuation right now?
I have no idea.
Oh, well, it's been going on. You haven't been here for a while, Quimby. You were doing your winter summering in Grand Cayman. This was like 3 weeks ago.
Why am I picturing Quimby like laying on a rock with sun coming down on him?
Warming himself.
How do you think I leer wayward sailors to my...
I see
is Peter Griffin in a mermaid costume.
What we discovered a couple weeks back on Green Legion Radio when you weren't on the show, Quimby, there's some disturbing situation coming out of the Sack household in South Jersey. This gentleman here has time to watch Daddy's Home Part 2.
The first one.
And he quotes it like off the top of his head. But the man has never seen Goodfellas. He has never seen Goodfellas or either Godfather or Heat or Casino or any Scorsese movies.
I've seen The Departed. It's a good movie.
Yeah, but how do you not see good? Have you seen Goodfellas in the last 2 weeks since we last spoke?
Nope, had no desire to. The Phillies have been on the West Coast, and we've had great NHL hockey games, and the Sixers choking. It's been fantastic television. I don't need to watch Goodfellas right now.
You sound like you're actually celebrating the fact that the Sixers lost, and I find that disturbing.
There's only one person that I'm celebrating this for, and that's a guy that's sitting right next to you on your left-hand side.
I think we're all down about the Sixers, right?
No, I'm enjoying it.
Are we not
it,
all 4-for-4 fans of the Philadelphia sports scene?
Oh, I am. Deep down inside, I just do not wish to see that man happy.
The heart, for me, as a former professional athlete, being from Philadelphia, having played here, knowing about the Sixers and the Eagles and the Flyers and the Phillies, the heart of the 76ers is really disappointing. the heartbeat that they just did not show any fight. They did not show any resilience. This is the playoffs, or was the playoffs for them. You're supposed to take it to another level, and that just did not happen.
Actually, I just think they were gassed. I don't think Harden is the same player he used to be. It's obvious, but he is definitely showing some signs of seniority on the court. And look, we want to talk about Joel Embiid looking gassed. He did, but you know what? Give the guy some credit. He's playing with two injuries. He can't shoot with that mask on. That's evident.
And the finger.
But that's a finger.
That's the thing with Joel, with me, is that he gets hurt. He just stays hurt all the time. He plays through
these
it. Yes,
two,
he does.
These were two fluke injuries this year.
Right. It's always a fluke injury.
Every year.
Every year.
Or gastrointestinal.
Every year
or the flu. Every year it's something
injury.
With him.
Or OBGYN.
It's always something. And when you look at the great in the past, in the NBA, the Michael Jordans, the Magic Johnsons, the Larry Birds, those kinds of guys, you never heard of these kinds of things with these injuries after injury after injury. If they were injured, you didn't know. They got out on the floor, and they played, and not only played, but they played at a high level.
The only thing that we can hope for here is, because you know, we go down to the run sheet and everything with Harden, is even before the trade, you know, when he was dogging it in Phoenix for the Nets and everything like that, it was, you know, his hamstring is bum. He's got a bum hamstring. He sat for a month, even in between we got traded. He sat here for 2 weeks, came back, and for like the first 2 weeks, he had burst, he looked good, and then he, you know, turned back into what he's been the last year and a half or so. The only hope we have, because he's coming back.
Because he's got that lethargic laziness in him.
I understand.
That would never show up in people, guys that I know, it would never show up in the game. They would never do anything like that.
I'm just saying, moving forward, this playoff run, and really his whole playoff history, that's what he's been like. I'm just saying about burst, and maybe there's a hamstring thing. It's the only thing we can hope for.
Diaz, was it the fact that he had burst because he sat out a month, or was it the fact that they weren't up against any level of competition those first couple weeks that he was playing for the Sixers? I mean, they had the Knicks a couple times. They had the Timberwolves. They were beating up on some pretty bad teams, and it looked good. But once they started playing some of the cream of the crop of the NBA, that's where he started to shade off and was like, maybe his hamstring's still bothering him. Which one is it?
Well, the funny thing is we traded him because Ben Simmons doesn't shoot in the fourth quarter of the playoff series. And you saw a shot chart for game six the other night. He was 0 for 2, 2 3-pointers. That's it. That was it.
His hamstring started bothering him after that game that he ran up the stairs. Remember the stairs in the stadium?
Yeah, because he was trying to get his hamstring in shape.
That was called pandering, Irv. Pandering.
I know what it's
you played here long enough.
I'm trying to be nice.
It was. You could lose. If they lose because they don't have the horses, they don't have the guns, you know. Miami is a better team overall. The Sixers are top heavy. But there was just no heart. No heart on the team. It was disappointing.
I think we could go round and round and round and round and round and round. Because there are so many things wrong with the Sixers, I would argue that they are a better team than Miami. I don't think Miami shot 25% from 3-point line on Thursday night. They are. I don't believe the Miami Heat are a very good team. But I do think also that the Sixers, what you said, I don't think the Sixers do have the horses. George Yang's got a bad knee. Their bench is thin. But we could go round and round and round, one item each, and it would take an hour to.
I got the whole thing. It's upper management. You gave up Jimmy Butler to keep Ben Simmons.
That's not true.
Drew Holiday. Holiday was the first.
It started there, yes.
Drew Holiday is where it started.
Oh, did Drew Holiday win a championship?
Last year
last year.
Bucks. Last year.
As a backup. I am saying.
Iguodala won a few.
Iguodala won a few?
What gets me even angrier than them losing, and what gets me even angrier than the heart they gave, are these BS narratives that float out there. Andre Iguodala, we hated him here because he wasn't a number one. We did not like him here. He was overpaid. He's never going to do it. So we traded him. Drew Holiday. This was a decade ago.
Everybody, this could take a little while.
This was a decade ago he was traded.
Didn't Iguodala become an MVP?
It's not how the fans feel.
Just to slow your rant, by the way, we have the lovely Lola and Ryan here from Philly's Finest Swimsuit Calendar. 2022.
Oh, down.
You guys, the calendars are free. The ladies are here to sign. Come on up. Grab as many as you want. We don't want to take any of them back.
Anyway.
Keep on, not even that. Drew Holiday was traded a decade ago, and he's playing behind Giannis, who's a top 10 player of all time. Furthermore, we didn't choose Tobias Harris. Oh, my. This is this Jimmy Butler thing. Jimmy Butler, what he said the other night was, I mean, that's some level of pettiness. They didn't choose Tobias Harris. And what they did, after Jimmy Butler, who had never won in the playoffs at all until coming to Philadelphia, after he blew up a Chicago playoff team, after he blew up a Minnesota team, and he's saying, I want the coach going, I'll play with Joel, but I don't want to play for that coach, and I don't want to play for that
second
year
player. He was
right,
coach sucked.
And this year, just this year, he told Spoelstra, one of the best coaches of all time, that he was going to kick his butt. In the middle of a game. You don't think in the last three years.
I love that.
Furthermore.
How many times have I said I want to kick your ass during a show?
but you're an angry little troll. You know what I'm saying? The Sixers in the last.
So anyway, moving on.
Are you excited, Diaz, or what?
Now, listen, we found out that Brett Brown sucked, right? And he was here 7-8 years. But you want to fire Doc Rivers after 2 in a 5-year deal. Why don't you explain this to me, Diaz? Why does everybody want to fire Doc Rivers after 2 years? You guys have been piss poor.
Because
the whole
this
time.
Is what you get out of Doc Rivers.
The truth is that Quimby is right. It does go back to upper management. And that's where all the decisions are made. And it flows from the top.
Josh Harris's helicopter?
Whatever.
I understand. You can't analytically look at this team right now and say Joel Embiid is the only person we have from Trust the Process. All right, because all of it was a trickle down. Tobias Harris is a result of it. All of it.
Maxie.
But the fact that the Sixers were not able to evaluate what
I think Diaz's mic is down.
All right, can you talk now?
You guys want me to talk now?
No.
Never.
The fact that the only lottery pick they still have from this Trust the Process era is Joel Embiid.
That's not that strange, though.
It is not strange. It is strange. They cannot evaluate talent to save their life.
Okafor. Noel. Michael Carter-Williams.
I actually like Nerlens Noel, but not what he was going to get. The fact that he got $100 million.
He wanted to pay him that to be a backup to Joel.
Oh, my gosh. I did not want to pay him. All this false. You're right. They made some bad picks.
Bad picks.
Like,
James Harden was a bad pick.
The Bucks lucked out with Giannis in pick 15. He was a 6'7", 17-year-old from the Greek B League that no one had any tape of.
Speak up.
The very next year, they drafted Jabari Parker over Joel Embiid. They don't. Everyone doesn't get right up at front all
the
time.
We had a ton, and we only see.
We had four.
25%?
Yeah.
I mean.
Look, these players are.
No disrespect, but the Eagles are better at first-round picks.
Wiggins is on his third team. All these guys are on these multiple teams. It's not weird. Yeah, listen, if it was last year's and this year's and they were already gone, that's pretty weird. That's pretty weird. But it's not weird to see guys move. There's a lot of movement. And what they do is, who's our number one guy? Joel Embiid. What can we do to fill around Joel Embiid? What can we do? Simmons turned out not to be the guy. So they moved on from Simmons to get Harden, who's more of a playmaker that can shoot. He's older. It's risk-reward on every single move.
I'm going to be back in like a half an hour, guys. Maybe.
What really frustrates me is it's not even over. It's not. I've been trying to think of all these different analogies that we could say. And I want to have Dave and Irv in here because, Sack, you're with Quimby over here, a little troll.
Call me Troll LMB.
But imagine because
Troll LMB.
Because we all love the NFL.
I need to start drinking.
We all love the NFL, and the NFL is something that we all kind of understand and agree with for the most part here. I try to compare, like, what is a middling NFL franchise? Like, maybe Chicago, the Bears or something. A little bit of success over the last decade, but nothing really exciting.
And when was that?
They made the playoffs. We beat them in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Yeah, they won a
double
division.
Doink.
They won a division, you know. So nothing really that great, and the fans are just sick of it. And this we are irrelevant in town. This means nothing. So what they do, they go on this audacious tanking plan, and they identify their quarterback of the future. They have an All-Pro Hall of Fame level quarterback. And for
are we still talking Sixers?
Hold up! And for four or five straight years, they go 11-5. They go 13-3, 11-5, 10-6, 11-5, and they win one playoff game and lose.
Just in case everybody staring wants to know, this is Green Legion Radio. We're live on Fox Sports Radio here in Philadelphia right now. The person who won't shut the hell up is Michael Diaz. Next to him is host of your Philadelphia Eagles Insider Podcast, Mr. Dave Spadaro. And, of course, next to him on the other side, Eagles legendary wide receiver, Dr. Reverend Irving Fryer. And, of course, Chris Sackmaster right next to everybody else. Super Sam Brady right now. Can't wait to get her inflatable, wacky arm, flailing tube man, blow-up Tom Brady doll. this year, because that's happening. Uh-oh. And my name's Quimby Diaz. Go ahead, keep going.
No, that's it. I'm just the narratives hurt me more than.
If you can do it in 30 seconds or less, why?
Yeah,
did the Sixers?
Seconds.
Why did the top level? Why did the Sixers fail
wow.
this year?
You
why
sound like his wife.
Yeah.
coaching and roster.
Well, that's the expectation.
Coaching. Roster construction. If Doc can't, we all saw Doc in game six. They're pleading with him. Come on, guys. Come on. We're like, oh my God, it's over. I knew it was over right there. Doc's like, fight, fight. We're like, oh, this is done. If you're in game six of an elimination
would
game.
Would you, in retrospect, would you have done the Harden trade?
Yes, I would have done the Harden trade, yeah.
I wouldn't have.
Not at all. Not the way he's playing. Not the way he's been playing. Not the way he's going to play.
So would the alternative be you would have done the Halliburton deal, I guess?
I would have done CJ McCollum deal.
He'll bring more energy.
CJ McCollum's a player.
Bring more energy.
I think
you've cost yourself the bench. You've cost yourself two first-round draft picks and potentially a long-range contract problem.
Yes.
Potentially, yeah. But I would say this. James Harden is the only player on this team right now that can give Joel Embiid an entry pass. And I don't think CJ McCollum can give him an entry pass. Everyone's like, Joel's got to go down low. I agree. No one can pass him the ball.
Hand it to him when he's in the three-point line. Isn't that the entry pass?
Dave, you're joining the evil empire here?
Let him take it down in the paint.
I got to go through this run sheet here real quick.
I got violent elbows over here, Dave.
Pass it all.
Seriously. This is Diaz wrote the run sheet this week. People we never want to see again. Korkmaz, Harris, DeAndre Jordan, Millsap, Thybulle, and Doc Rivers.
You all of them gone.
You are an angry bastard right now, sir. An angry bastard. Dr. Irving Fryer, what do you have to say on this matter?
I think Diaz is over the top. It is what it is. They're not good. They're just not good.
They're not good enough.
And even the star of the team, Joel Embiid, he's not battle tested. He's not battle ready. He's not battle worthy, I should say. He's not one of the guys that can take the team, put it on his back, and take them to a victory, whether it's a championship or whether it's just a regular game.
Irv, as a teammate, when you have a superstar, do you look to your superstar in clutch moments, big moments, to step up and deliver? Because one of the arguments I would have against Joel, who I think is an awesome player, is that, you know, rationally, and you would agree with this, Diaz, in the fourth quarter of big games, he really hasn't delivered. He had the lucky shot against Toronto, but for the most part, really hasn't done it. And I can't figure out why.
Listen, solid analysis right here.
I'm Joel Embiid. Nobody's breaking my eye socket. I'm not getting hurt. No. Everybody around me is getting hurt.
Yeah, we know
because
that.
I'm imposing my will on everybody. He's not 6 foot. 7 foot two.
7'2".
Almost 300 pounds. Mm. Come on. He's a huge
Mr.
man.
Mr. Softy.
I would be on the court just doing whatever I wanted to do, having my own way with everybody. I'm not the one that's going to get hurt. Those who try to cover me, who try to stop me, they're the ones who are going to get hurt.
The one thing that you said there, Irv, that was sort of reminiscent.
Absolutely
if
is.
If we say Joel Embiid in the fourth quarter, Joel Embiid, he can't take the team on his back.
He can't.
Funny
he
enough,
doesn't.
Funny enough, 30 years ago, or 40 years ago, excuse me.
He wasn't born yet.
Those Sixers had way more success than this one. So I'm not comparing the team. But there was a lot of conversation that Julius Erving couldn't get it done. Kept getting to the finals and losing. Kept losing to the Celtics or losing to the Lakers. There was a lot. Julius Erving, Dr. J. People here said he couldn't get it done. They get Moses. They win a championship.
You can't
compare
the two.
It changes the narrative.
You cannot compare the two. It's two different errors.
The Sixers then got Moses. The Sixers now got James Harden.
I know. That's
James Harden is not equal.
But they're both from Houston.
Plus, you can't compare the two. It's two different eras of basketball.
I'm just talking about narrative. I understand. Like, play on the courts.
Diaz likes playing the big brother, little brother thing. He likes to compare instead of actually looking at reality. So, Diaz, if we're going to talk to ourselves here on the run sheet, which is what you like to do with yourself, where do we go from here is the bottom line here in our NBA category. Why don't you tell us, where do we go from here?
Well, isn't that a song?
If it's at all
possible.
I'm sure
trying to pull it up right now.
If it's at all possible for James Harden, he said he'd be willing to. We'll see how it goes.
For $47 million, I would.
If he would take less to stay.
Will he pick up his game? Will he give more energy?
He'll pick up his option.
Will he give more more effort?
Yeah, that's up to him.
He's going to take the money.
I'll tell you.
But, I know where he's going to spend it. One of the local fine establishments.
Yeah.
The one thing, though, because the Sixers actually do spend money, are in the luxury tax, if they don't re-sign him, they don't have $48 million to sign players.
They might have not.
Friends would walk up to me and just be like, what the f*** is in your mug?
There it is.
And I would just tell them.
Oh, God, another one.
What was that break there?
Nothing. Don't worry. I got it.
You got to get your drop board here together. But what I'm saying is they don't, like, I get it. People say, I don't want to see him anymore. I don't want to sign him. They don't have 48. You can't sign a bunch of players. You might have a $9 to $10 million.
Okay, he wasn't. I'm sorry. I misread here. The people we never want to see again. Harden wasn't on that list.
We're going to see him again. And listen, he's not, just like, similar to Tobias. Tobias isn't worth $36 million, but if you add him for $18, he's fine.
Well, Tobias wants out.
James Harden for $48 million.
Tobias wants out. The way he talked about the team after the last game.
By the way, the other thing I'll criticize Embiid about, and it's subtle.
Keep it going.
It's disappointing that he throws people under the bus.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't, I
and
mean.
No leader does that.
Yeah.
No leader.
Who hasn't he thrown under the bus? He's asked about James Harden, and he says, well, Harden's not the player he was when he was in Houston.
Which is true.
But that's not what you say. If you're a leader of a team, you say, all I know is that I love James Harden, and I'm glad he's my teammate. That's what a leader says.
And all he wanted was, I don't know why Jimmy Butler still isn't here. I love him like a brother. Dude, he just took it to you for six games and eliminated you from the playoffs. Seriously, we're going to talk and kiss Jimmy Butler's ass after he takes you out?
Hold on for a second. These are the questions that are asked. You don't have to be honest about it now.
A leader says nothing. A leader backs his teammate.
They asked him why isn't Harden taking more shots? He goes, you guys are thinking it's Harden from 5 years ago. It's not that Harden. That's what he said. He didn't say, he didn't throw him on. You're reading the quotes and not the questions. Dave, you should know better than anyone
You don't say that. You say within the, you defend your teammate. You accept all the blame.
Right, because it could be misconstrued. It could be misinterpreted. Yeah.
I will not have Joel Embiid slander.
So the bottom line is, Diaz, the bottom line is we got a whole nother year of this.
That's right.
Another year of suffering.
That's right. By the way,
I love the Sixers.
Speaking of suffering, can we continue this conversation?
I love the Sixers. I'm disappointed too.
This is the thing. And listen, this is not, we don't want to be second round exits. But
four out of five years.
The suffering is.
One at a time.
The suffering is multiple years of 50. This is like the Eagles winning 10 or 11 games every single year. Now, if they don't win the Super Bowl, it doesn't matter. But they're a pretty good team, and they're close, and they got to make some changes. They're not. They need to build their heart. They got
to
get stronger.
And we'll get back to that on the other side, Diaz.
We're talking about the Bears.
Seriously.
The Sixers have gone past the second round.
Diaz has managed to go through the whole damn run sheet in the first 22 minutes.
Sixers have gone past the second round of the playoffs one time in 35 years.
Since 1985.
Yeah.
Wow.
1985.
You're taking such glee in this.
Absolutely. Wow. All day.
It's okay. Those Flyers are doing really well.
Hey, they're joining us on the golf course.
Sixers need to go see the Wizard.
This is the big difference too. And when I was like, oh yeah, the rebuild was a good idea. Listen, we want hope. Hope. I'll tell you this: the Flyers, there is no hope. There is no reason to watch any games next year. Maybe for the next three or four. And that's all that you're looking for. You're looking for a chance. I want to be a contender. I want to get a chance in there. And the Flyers have no hope. And listen, I know you love baseball too. This baseball team's not going anywhere. They won two games against the Dodgers. That's great. This is the highlight of the year. It's May.
Nice slash. Good job.
At least it wasn't a photograph.
Everybody, remember that photograph is going to be played in and out of every break the rest of this show. We are at the All-Star Craft Beer, Wine, and Music Festival here at Citizens Bank Park. Joined alongside Vice President of the Green Legion, Connie Piper. If you want to hop on a road trip, we already started lining things up. Packages come out on Monday. And, of course, Ryan and Lola, beautiful ladies of Philly's finest swimsuit calendar 2022. They are signing calendars. The calendars are free. Just step up and grab one. If you want the ladies to sign them, Connie will even sign one. She's in there, too. Shh, don't tell anybody. Woo! My name's Quimby. My name's Quimby. Join alongside our producer, Super Sam Brady, Chris Sackmaster, host your Eagles Insider podcast, Mr. Dave Spadaro. Michael, please shut the F up. Diaz.
Whoa! Love you.
And Eagles legendary wide receiver, from Nebraska, number one overall pick in 1984, Mr. Irving Fryer. You guys, we are on Fox Sports Radio Philadelphia, The Gambler. We're brought to you by friends at MCS Residential and MCS Custom Cabinetry. For all your residential contracting needs, contact them at 484-202-3656. That's 484-202-3656. On the way back, We will get off the Sixers topic because,
thank God,
that thing needs to be buried immediately. We're going to talk some NFL when we get back and some Eagles because we have some people here that know what they're talking about, and it is not Diaz. You guys, back right after this.
The Gambler, presented by Cure Auto Insurance.
I thought it was photographed. What the hell?
During the break?
Doesn't matter. You missed half the song anyway.
aren't you glad they're bookending you right here?
All right. I'm going to lose all my hair by the end of
the show. Lose the song. What are we doing? Come on. There we go. Thank you, Slash. How are you? Besides asleep back in the studio. We love you. There it is. Hey, everybody. Green Legion Radio live on Fox Sports Radio here in Philadelphia. And broadcasting from the All-Star Craft Beer, Wine, and Music Festival. My name's Quimby. Join alongside Super Sam, Chris Sackmaster, host of your Eagles Insider Podcast, Mr. Dave Spadaro. Ow! Michael, shut the hell up, please. Diaz.
Gas left.
And Eagles legendary wide receiver, Mr. Irving Fryer.
Yeah.
All right.
Appreciate you. Appreciate
who's also
you.
Got,
thank you.
He's got pictures to sign today. Anybody wants an autograph or photo with the Reverend, please step on up. And I think we're pretty good over there. The guys are playing music, but it's not intrusive right now, right?
Another one of my enemies, Jeff Pearlman from Keep the Change Band.
Are you like Sheldon? He has 61 mortal enemies?
Five of them are sitting at this table right now.
Well, hold on. Let me make sure I clarify that one. There you go. Anyway, you guys, we are now done talking Sixers because that topic is dead.
Plus, the Sixers are dead.
The Sixers are dead to me.
You're damn right they are.
Sorry, Diaz.
I'm sad about
they're
it.
Dead.
You guys are, don't be gleeful. I think it stinks.
I think it stinks, too. Yeah. But you know what? We all saw what was coming. We
you
all
know what?
Saw it coming.
They got what they deserved because they're no better.
That fourth quarter, okay. No,
we're back, baby.
No, we're not.
They got what they deserve.
We all saw that fourth quarter. Right. They terrible,
nothing. Embarrassing,
nothing. Yeah. Now here's the deal, though. That we talk about this, were the players trying to send a message to management that said, "Look, we don't want to play for this guy."
I hope. Then they all should be out of town. Every player, if any player did that, get out of town. I don't want you here.
He's a top 15 head coach of all time.
Oh, Zach.
Top 15 all time in NBA history. 75 years at the National Basketball Association, and he's top 15. Doc Rivers is a treasure.
Sometimes you need to know when to fold them.
That's what the players did.
All right. All right, Kenny Rogers. Let's move on. So, Diaz has some interesting NFL news, and we're going to talk about that right now before we get into all Eagles all the time and draft analysis once again for the 87th time by Mr. Dave Spadaro after an incredible Eagles draft, but we're happy about that.
Quimby sent me a text during the second day of the draft. He said, like, for the first time in his life, he was happy with the first night of the draft, the happiest he's ever been.
Yep.
So I can't wait to talk about it.
Good. We were going to agree on something today. That doesn't happen very often.
He was like a kid on Christmas Day during that first round. It was unbelievable.
Jarvis Landry signs with the Saints. What's going on over with the Saints here?
They're going to be a good team.
They're getting better. They're getting better quick. They signed the Honey Badger.
Yeah. Well, listen. I mean, I urge you to not fall in love with names. There's a reason those players are on the streets. And, you know, we'll see. Jarvis Landry hasn't been productive for 3 years. Honey Badger was let go by the Chiefs, who had a very suspect defense.
A massive, was on the massive for a long cap time. Hit coming.
So, I mean, look, I don't know what New Orleans is doing at quarterback. I don't know if I trust what they have.
And Jameis Winston.
Yeah, I don't trust Jameis Winston.
So he has nobody to get the ball to.
Right, and yeah. So there'll be complaints. But, look, I think that the Saints are a team that thinks about now. We, as Eagles fans, obviously want the Saints to lose because we have the Saints' first-round draft pick next year. And we'll see how it plays out. But, I mean, for a post-draft signing, you can do a lot worse than Jarvis Landry.
Jameis Winston played well last year for the Saints before he tore his ACL. The thing is, I don't know if you're going to expect that same kind of production out of him with Sean Payton now having retired and left the Saints. Now you have a defensive head coach and Dennis Allen. I don't know who the offensive coordinator is. It's going to be pulling the strings, but it's not Sean Payton, who had been doing it for a long time, 16 years in New Orleans. It's going to be different. They're banking on Michael Thomas coming back. Who has barely played over the last 2 years. Like you said, Jarvis Landry hasn't been productive over the last 3 years himself. And then they're relying on a rookie wide receiver in Chris Olave to come in there and play. Alvin Kamara is still good, but we're going to see what the Saints really are this year. They're trying to keep up with the Bucs. They've proven that they can beat the Bucs 4 straight times in the regular season with Tom Brady. But you know, they're pushing for a playoff spot, and they almost made it last year with what they had.
I think every team's got a ceiling and a floor, and I just think the likelihood of the Saints just having one of those disaster years, like you said, the coaching change, Jameis Winston either is Jameis Winston and he has more turnovers than touchdown passes, or he gets hurt and he's out, untested offensive coordinator. The fact that we get to play them on New Year's Day, we'll get to the schedule later, at home here in the cold. Historically, they're not good. I just see them. I see us getting a top 5 pick next year from them.
Ooh.
Wow!
They're going to struggle mainly because of the coaching change with Sean Payton retiring. He's of the mindset, actually, he's from that family of coaches with Andy Reid and John Gruden, and they're running that West Coast offense. They know how to find the best and the strength of a quarterback and put people in positions to maximize what they do the best. There's going to be a major drop-off because of the coaching change, and it's going to take the Saints a minute or two to get themselves back on their feet, finding out who they have and what everybody can do.
And they lose.
I can't believe
you
guys didn't hear that.
I heard you.
We heard you. I'm just trying to focus on what I'm trying to say.
They lose a great leader in Malcolm Jenkins on defense.
And Malcolm Jenkins, yeah.
Both their safeties, actually.
Yeah, both safeties. So
they're left tackle, right?
Yeah, left tackle's gone. Yeah. He went down to what, Miami? Teron Armstead? So, I mean, look, every team's got question marks. But the Saints, offensively, if Michael Thomas can come back healthy, if they can settle it up at quarterback, if their O-line can come together, they should be really good offensively.
Maybe you should do PR for the Saints over here, Dave. I think they're going to stink.
Here's a lot of ifs, too, Dave.
There's a lot of ifs. Well, I mean, that's what's so great about the NFL. You really don't know what you
but
have.
But Diaz is saying a top-five pick. Top-five pick, I mean, you have to have 4 or 5 wins. There's 4 wins in their division. The Panthers are awful. The Falcons are even worse. They're in a bad division outside of what they're playing with the Bucs, and they're going to steal some other wins. You might be looking at 10, 15, but they might be pushing for a playoff spot if things fall right for them.
If, again, there's that word.
And the Sixers. The only teams that really kind of feel like you have an idea what you're doing, if you have that quarterback. Right? So, the Bills know that they've got a really good chance to be good. The Chiefs know that they've got a chance to be really good. The Bucks know they have the Rams, the Packers. Like, there's not a lot of teams you go, hey, they're going to be really good because teams generally don't know about the quarterback situation. I think the Philadelphia Eagles are kind of in that same category, hopeful with Jalen, encouraged by what he did last year, and expecting him to take that next step. Right. And if he does, then this offense should be great.
But we know that Jalen's going to be the man. We just, like you said, we hope that he can do things a little bit better than he did last year. But we know who we have and what we're working with.
You know what team is going to be better, and in the very, very near future, hopefully. The Fox Sports team, after signing Tom Brady to a $375 million deal. Where are you going, Sam?
It won't be called Fox Sports. It'll be called Goat Sports.
Sam Brady, come back.
Do you guys really think, as you're watching games, do you care? You're going to say, hey, I'm going to tune into this game because that guy's doing color or
trust
that guy's doing play-by-play?
I don't want to watch any game on ESPN because it's ESPN, but I have to watch it anyway.
There's angry Quimby. Angry political Quimby there.
So who don't you like on ESPN?
Just their whole
The network.
Disney.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I never watch a game because of who's calling the game, who the play-by-play is, or
I
who
don't
the
care.
Color analyst is. I never watch a game because of that. No.
I don't understand this, Dave, and maybe you can introduce me to the powers that be at NFL Films and the NFL. I don't understand. No. It's such an obvious new stream of revenue if you let local fans purchase, you know, Mike and Merrill. I don't know why there isn't a channel that you can purchase your team with your announcers. I just don't understand.
Well, because they don't want to lose the eyeballs. They don't want to lose the audience.
It's all advertising, though. They get the same eyeballs on the same advertising.
Yeah, and true. Everybody, we are live.
It's hard to sync it up, though, actually.
Diaz is really extra today.
No, it's great. I can't get a word in edgewise. You guys are awesome today. You guys, this is Green Legion Radio live from the All-Star Craft Beer, Wine, and Music Festival. We are live on Fox Sports Radio here in Philadelphia right now, joined alongside Eagles legendary receiver Irving Fryer and host of the Eagles Insider Podcast, Dave Spadaro, of course, Chris Diaz, and Michael Sack.
Don't do that again.
Chris Diaz and Michael Sack.
Wow.
Wow. Slash is back in studio. He's fired. If Photograph isn't up on our next break, which is coming up soon. Everybody, make sure you grab a free calendar. Philly's finest swimsuit models, Ryan and Lola, are here.
And Connie.
Vice President Connie.
Talk to Connie about signing up for a Green Legion road trip this year. We're going to go over the schedule in the second part of this show, second half. We lucked out. Arizona, best state we could possibly ask for, to be honest.
Why is explain from your standpoint.
Columbus Day.
We'll do it later, but.
It's Columbus Day weekend. People only have to take off one day of work for a four-day trip.
Oh, nice. Okay.
All right. Aside that, weather-wise, it's perfect. It's 89 degrees every day that time of year in Arizona, which means the pool parties are still going on, but you're not sweating your...
What do you mean pool parties? Like they have like Vegas style pool parties?
Oh yeah. Scottsdale,
really?
Yeah.
Oh, Scottsdale's great. While we're on this Scottsdale pool party, I think the Green Legion Raiders should be broadcasting live Saturday from a pool
party. I'm sure you do, but you can do it on StreamYard from home. So, you know, you saw where he was going there.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I was trying to bring everybody. Yeah, I know. I love how you spend my money.
Yeah, on his dime.
Yeah. All right, so continue. You guys, we were talking about Tom Brady. We were talking about...
What are the big storylines? It's been so long since I've seen you guys, the NFL offseason.
Freeze fest.
The Rams win the Super Bowl, right? A good game. Bengals show a lot of heart, lose at the end.
Hats off to the Bengals, though.
That was a great game.
Yes, yeah, and I thought the whole playoffs were amazing. The last time I saw you was at Freeze Fest.
And the three of us.
Yeah.
And Diaz obviously wasn't there, which made the day great.
Yeah, it's a great broadcast.
That makes me think Diaz is a little smarter than us, though.
Yeah. It was really cold that day. But the playoffs were, I mean, it went down to the wire almost every weekend. The difference between the playoff teams and the very, very Super Bowl teams are very thin in the NFL. Wide receivers in the NFL now command the market, Irving Fryer.
Unbelievable.
It is for the first time in history.
You were born 30 years early.
I was born too early.
You can play still. You can still lace them up.
What is your opinion of all this, Irving?
Catch one ball. I can catch one ball.
Irving Fryer, everybody, live here at Citizens Bank Park. Talk about how much you can't stand the fact or love the fact that receivers are starting to command this type of dollar.
Well, I mean, the game has transitioned to a passing game. You don't really run the ball.
Oh, God, here we go.
What?
Don't.
No, you're right.
It's a passing
game.
Keep speaking,
Irv.
You're
right.
So, yes, receivers are going to start taking command of the game. And defensive backs have been penalized even more in terms of what they do to defend a wide receiver. You can't hit him in the head. You can't do certain things. Defensive backs have to figure out a way how to try to hit a wide receiver without hurting themselves. And by then, the wide receiver's gotten his feet on the ground and gotten yards after the catch. But it's so much easier now in terms of the mindset, particularly going across the middle of the field. I know this defensive back can't hit me a certain way. So it gives me a certain confidence in catching balls that are a little bit high than normally guys, after being hit a couple of times, would use their little Dino arms and drop. Yeah, they'll use a Dino. We call them Dino. And drop the ball. Or, you know, maybe bobble it or tip it. Or it gives the defensive back a chance to break the ball up. But the game has definitely changed in favor of the offense and particularly the wide receivers.
Listen, I'm all about anybody getting paid, but at the expense of some of these wide receivers, you're leaving great quarterbacks, great all-time quarterbacks, in order to get paid, which is probably going to hurt your production. I mean, a guy like Tyreek Hill is going to Miami. He's going from Patrick Mahomes to Tua.
Right.
You know, we got Devontae Adams leaving Green Bay, and Aaron Rodgers is going to Vegas to be with Derek Carr. You know, at some point
Rodgers is going to...
He's leaving Aaron Rodgers.
He left Aaron Rodgers. But then I look at it, like, now the window for me with the Bengals is 3 years. Because eventually, at some point, you're going to have to pay $50 million to Joe Burrow, and you're going to have to pay $30 million to Ja'Marr Chase.
Yeah, but the
clock's ticking.
But the salary cap next year is going to go way up.
Is that because of the TV deal?
All the TV money starts kicking in.
So it's finally going to go up to $400 million?
Well, Chris, I agree with you because, listen, Jerry Rice benefited from, what, two Hall of Fame quarterbacks, Joe Montana and Steve
Young.
I said
Joe Montana.
Joe Montana.
haven't seen linebacker tackle like that since Joe Montana.
If I had played with Joe Montana and Steve Young my whole career,
Joe Montana was a quarterback. You idiot.
Tony, so many catches. You had like 160 catches in a season. How many more catches could you possibly
have? I didn't have 100. The most
nothing catches, if you come in and interrupt like that.
The most catches I ever had in a season, Diaz, and I'm surprised you don't know this. You're the guru of statistics. The most catches I've ever had in the season was 88, and that was here in Philadelphia.
Sorry. Targets. I'm thinking targets. Okay. That's balls thrown in.
Okay, yeah.
You had bad quarterbacks. You would have had more catches.
I had real bad quarterbacks. All the quarterbacks I've ever had, except for Dan Marino, were average or below average.
If you wait 2 minutes till we go to break, he'll sign it.
But what's so crazy is how much teams are paying a premium, 5 draft picks here, 4 draft picks there, $70 million guaranteed dollars, $56 million guaranteed dollars. It's incredible. How the NFL market has exploded for wide receivers, and we'll talk about it. But the Eagles got in the game.
Get
what
that
I think,
off my table
with what I think the very best deal.
It's a live radio.
White
show,
girl man. Wasted.
It's yeah. Okay.
White girl wasted over here.
It's okay.
Everybody, we're going to talk more about
for my podcast, man.
We're going to. That's great. After they blow up the table and drown my equipment, you could pay for it.
You should get rules on the front of the table. Oh, that's what we really should have.
I think they just came over to hug Diaz. They've realized he had a really tough first segment.
Diaz's mother tough week. Diaz or Embiid?
Diaz's mother doesn't even want to hug him.
Oh,
what are you talking about?
Wow.
Everybody,
when your mama don't want you, that's bad.
You guys, when I say 3 minutes, you can't go 5. All right, help me out here, please. You guys, Premier Window Cleaning is the leading window cleaning company in Philadelphia and the surrounding areas. In business for 30 years, they offer commercial and residential window cleaning, pressure washing, parking garage cleaning, graffiti removal, post-construction cleaning, and more. Every employee is trained, certified, and goes through an extensive background check. At Premier Window, your satisfaction level is 100% because no job is complete until you are happy. With clients like Lincoln Financial Field, Comcast, Chop Roberts, and University of Pennsylvania, you can't go wrong. For more information and a full list of services, call them at 267-534-5198. That's 267-534-5198, 5198, or head to their website, wehatedirtywindows.com. That's wehatedirtywindows.com. Green Legion Radio, live on Fox Sports The Gambler in Philadelphia, 102.5 FM, back right after this.
I hate it.
We might just let this one play out a little bit, guys. In honor of Diaz's 76ers going down hard. There it is. Crank it up, Slash. You guys, Green Legion Radio live from Citizens Bank Park. Broadcasting here at the All-Star Craft Beer, Wine, and Music Festival. Our good friends at Upcoming Events put this event on every year. It's an awesome event. 6,500 people per session, one in the afternoon and one in the evening. We will be here the entire time, or at least the girls, the Philly's finest swimsuit models will be here through the evening.
And they're getting a lot of attention.
Well, they should.
Our table's packed.
Well, you know, come on.
They're definitely not coming for us.
Yeah. I don't know if they're coming for the girls. They might be coming for that guy with the head, the hair, the red hair.
The frohawk.
Yeah, my man's rocking right now.
Remember that?
All right, so thanks. Let me get through the intros, okay? All right. You guys, Green Legion Radio, Super Sam Brady, Chris Sack, Dave Spadaro, host of your Eagles Insider Podcast, Michael, shut the hell up, please, again, Diaz. And, of course, Eagles legendary wide receiver Irving Fryer here on the panel with us today.
What's up?
Yeah, stop up and get an autograph from him.
You guys come on up, get an autograph from Irving Fryer during the breaks or... Yeah, he's not talking much with Diaz around right now, so...
Can't talk with Diaz.
That's
around.
What I meant to say. Sorry.
He's sucking up all the air over here.
You guys, I want to talk to you about the Ludlam Hotel, everybody. The Ludlam Hotel, formerly La Costa at 4000 Landis Avenue. With a complete renovation finish, you will now see a brand new look, feel, and vibe set amongst a casually sophisticated bar, a cozy a la carte dining room, and the only mellow lounge in Townsend's Inlet. The menu is seasonal, offering the freshest local seafood. Cook simple to ensure the flavor that already exists stays that way. The hotel is open year-round, and all guests enjoy free Wi-Fi, a free parking spot per room, and complimentary beach tags for all registered adults. Walking distance to everything. Check them out at ludlamhotel.com. That's Ludlam, LudlamLAM.com, the Ludlam Hotel. Or call them at 609-263-7829, 609-263-7829. The Ludlam Hotel, your new oasis in Sea Isle. We're talking NFL. What topic were we on last?
Tom Brady.
We didn't even get into Tom Brady.
Well, I found this interesting. And No. But let's talk about this because we touched on this on one of our shows. You got Tom that got a $375 million offer. I didn't realize these guys were getting paid that much. I knew they were banking, but, I mean, this is going up. You have a Sean McVay, all right, who's got a beautiful fiance. They want to raise a family, and this guy just kicked out a deal from Amazon for 5 years, $100 million, to continue to coach where he might be making $7 or $8 million a year.
It's because it gets in your blood, Quimby. You're part of a team. It's a competition.
I'm part of a team right now, and I would kick you guys to the curb in 2 seconds for 5 years, $100 million. And I would expect you guys to do the same to me.
When you're a head coach, you are treated as the king of the castle. And, like, there's a lot of power. You get to construct everything around you the way you want it. And it's something you've been wanting to do your entire life. When you take away that team structure, and Irving can speak to this,
Dave, look this way every now and then Zach knows that you love him.
It totally changes your... I'm looking at you, Zach. It totally changes your, you know, your whole life. Like, you don't... When you get away from the team structure, something you've done forever, you have to reinvent yourself. I think coaches coach because they just love being the head of an organization and putting together a winner because they love the competition every Sunday. And you don't get that in the broadcast booth.
Yeah, and Sean McVay, too. I mean, the guy is, what, 36, 37 years old right now. And I think the opportunity for him to have, you know, coming back and running it back and becoming a back-to-back Super Bowl champion, he still has a great team around him. I think if that team was, if Aaron Donald was to retire and some of the pieces were to go away, I think it would be enticing to take that job at Amazon. But another year or two left
but Zach, that on, job on the sideline. Yeah. That job will always be
no
there
doubt
for
about
Sean McVay.
No doubt about it. But I just think another year or two on the field for him, I think once he starts having a family, that's where he's going to start making those different decisions.
He said that. He said, you know, I'm going to have a family, so I don't want to do this when I'm 40,
hey, can,
45.
Can I let you in on a little dirty secret? Not all guys like to go home to the wife and kids.
But he said that.
Well, that's what great. That's what they say.
He doesn't know it yet, though.
I've known a lot of coaches.
We say the same thing, just a different way. No matter how hot she is, somebody somewhere is tired of her.
Yeah, I mean, I know a lot of coaches who stay at work late.
Let's get off the wives, okay?
Yeah, yours. I just got off yours.
She's here, Quimby. I know.
She's listening.
She's going to come smack you in the back of your head.
She deserves it. Please, I'm ready
Instead
for it.
Instead of listening to us, she's out.
Anyway, coaching in the NFL, particularly the head coach, it's something that's in their blood. It's something that they love to do. It's something that, it's hard for them to walk away from. The hours that they put in and the tension and the stress and the commitment that it takes, the time that it takes you away from your family, it's something that's rare for someone to have or instilled in them to be able to do. So walking away from it, like you said, Dave, they're walking away from this systemic life that they've had all of their lives. Now they have to figure out what they're going to do, and they have to figure out how they're going to do it in a way that gives them the satisfaction of coaching. That's why I don't coach and never would coach, because there's such a commitment. They put in more time than the athletes do.
I have a legitimate question. Are there really $375 million worth of people who want to hear Tom Brady talk?
There's five right here, Sam.
Exactly.
No.
I mean, I can't wait.
No way.
I can't wait. I mean,
I'm sorry, there's four.
I want to know. Well, they want to hear. Here's what they want to hear, Sam. They want to hear what Tom was doing while he was on the field as he analyzes
as
the
he
game.
Was cheating.
That's why we have Tony Romo. I'm good. Thank
Romo
you. That's enough.
Sucks.
No,
Romo
he's
sucks.
Better.
Romo sucks.
I'll go back to, I don't think fans really care who's in the broadcast booth. I think they just want to see the game.
Okay, so that's three people that care, and I bet Irving doesn't care, so maybe two, but you're the one speaking for everybody. I'm sure Chris doesn't care either.
Listen, I don't care. I'm just trying to burn sand.
He's just trying to get under my skin.
After he plays for another 5 years and wins a couple more Super Bowls, then he can go into the booth.
If you're going
to
burn Sam, don't include me on anything that supports Tom Brady.
Uh-oh. Okay, okay. What happened this year is with Amazon coming in and all these new networks, everything, the money doesn't matter because the advertising dollars are going to be there. I don't know why they do because no one cares.
Check out White Girl Wasted over there. She's having a ball. she is.
No one cares who these announcers are. They should do a better job of thinking creatively of different types of broadcasts instead of a... Tom Brady is worth $37.5 million a year to broadcast. That's more than he gets paid.
No, you're making my point, though. You're making no one. There's not that many people who want to hear him talk, let alone anyone talk.
I think it's fair we bring up Tom Brady every show because it's the only time Sam has any volume. There's no volume from Sam unless we're talking about Tom.
Well, let's talk about something more important than that. We only got a couple minutes left before we go. What do we got, Slash?
By the way, let me just say this final
thing. Hold on a second. When are we going to break?
He just texted break.
Break now?
Wrap up right about now.
Exactly.
The voice of God.
On the top of the hour here on Green Legion Radio Live on Fox Sports The Gambler in Philadelphia, we're going to talk Eagles. We're going to talk Ray Diddy. We're going to talk whatever Dave wanted to talk about before he just got disappointed that he got...
It's not a big deal.
Okay. All right. Cool. You guys, we are live at Citizens Bank Park for the All-Star Craft Beer, Wine, and Music Festival. We got Keep the Change right next to us. Our good friend Tip, Jeff Perlman. My name is Quimby, Super Sam Brady, Chris Sack, host of your Eagles Insider Podcast, Mr. Dave Spadaro. Michael, you're just a pain in my balls, Diaz.
Love you.
Woo. And wow. Eagles legendary wide receiver, Irving Fryer. You guys, we'll be back right after this. What an ass. You are an ass hat sometimes. You know that?
I get a warning.
Green Legion Radio. Because you're not paying attention. You won't shut the hell up. Jesus Christ. Green Legion Radio, live from Citizens Bank Park. Everybody knows I'm right. Zach, am I right?
I said 20 seconds.
Is this still one of the classiest...
Yeah, and you're spilling beer all over.
This is our idea.
It's one of the most professional podcasts in America, right?
All professional and organized.
Green Legion Radio... Oh, you know what? You come and sit up the next one, all right? Or keep doing the run sheets. Green Legion Radio, live from Citizens Bank Park... The All-Star Craft Beer, Wine, and Music Festival, hosted by our good friends at upcomingevents.com. You see them every time you sign up for a Green Legion tailgate. Home tailgates will be available next week, everybody. Next week. Road game packages will be available starting Monday at noon. You can talk to Vice President of Operations or Vice President, period, Connie Piper, about any trip right now. She's standing right there talking to Harry the Hat. And dang, what's up, guys?
So, do you do road trips for every game?
Yes, we do.
Except for the Swamp.
But we're going to do the Swamp this year because we can't do Dallas.
Christmas Eve. I was going to ask, how does that affect with Dallas on Christmas Eve?
We had that 2 years ago. We didn't do it. We're not. We don't. Anything over Christmas.
There aren't Jewish Eagles fans?
Like three of them. Sorry. This is the truth.
There's a dumb button.
No, there's not. But you guys, we're brought to you by MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry for all your residential contracting needs. MCSinc-PA.com. That's MCSinc-PA.com. Do not forget the beautiful Ryan and Lola swimsuit models for Philly's finest 2022 calendar. Giving calendars away and signing them right now. Just go up and get your... Wow, they look good. The angle was great before, but this is a better angle.
I know. I was going to complain, but
there we are.
I'd be wrong again.
There it is. What are you doing, Sam?
You were wrong again, Ernie.
Sam's trying to keep it together. Everybody, let's give it up for Ray Dittinger, who
yes.
is
right.
like
fantastic career.
Seriously, one of the best. The best in the business. Certainly the best in Philadelphia. Dave, you probably dealt with Ray more than anybody else. Tell us something we don't know about him, or tell us a story about Diddy.
I don't know. I mean, I've known him for my entire career, 30-plus years, and very kind, very considerate, really, really rational. So one of the things he works on is, and I think Jeffrey referenced this in the release of the Eagles, the statement that he made about Ray. Ray's had input with us and our Eagles Hall of Fame selection committee the last several years, and he always advocates for former players that are maybe a little bit older than the current young group of fans would identify with, and I've always really appreciated that, because I think that you should never forget, as the world has changed, and for example wide receivers numbers go through the roof, how good some of these older players were. And
Urban Meyer,
Irving. I mean, of course. I mean, I'm old enough to remember. Irving was great in our modern times, but even before that, Ray's always been one of those guys who's always rationally brought to the table cases for the Maxi Bonds of the world and players that just kind of slipped through the cracks in the Hall of Fame process from years gone by. So I've always really enjoyed working with Ray. He's always been available anytime I've ever needed him as a reference for historical information, an interview. I mean, there's no nicer man in the world. I've made dinner suggestions to him, restaurant suggestions to him. He's made them to me.
Did he get sick?
No. Okay, he's Ray, I'm telling you, Ray is as... I mean, I grew up wanting to be in the sports media world, and Ray is somebody who has always done it the right way, and it's an example of somebody who does it the right way and who lands at the highest level, the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And so for him to go out on his terms is kind of a goal in one market his entire career, is kind of the goal of everybody who's ever been in the media. He's survived all of this changing landscape in the media. Newspapers don't mean anything anymore to people. You know, he transitioned to NFL films. He's done the radio. He's done television. I mean, he's the best of the best. He's written books. Yeah. I mean,
all without a cell phone.
What I was going to say. How can he? And he knows his just sources and notes and stuff. No recording. No cell phone. I get it. In 1999 to 2004,
we rely on the cell phone to be. It makes us lazy. And Ray never took the lazy way out. He wanted to do it hard scrabble. He wanted to do it longhand. And he's, I mean, gosh. To say that a guy has, in his career, has always done it the way he's wanted to do it, how many people can you say that about, no matter what field they're in? And he's done it with class, dignity, compassion. I don't know any person, again, who's ever said a bad word about Ray Dittinger.
No, and I've met him a couple times, and he always speaks to you by your name. You know, oh, Mike, well, you know, and that's probably just to remember the name.
He doesn't call you Jackass?
He knows his middle name. Shut up. That's what he said to him after he was done talking to him.
Seriously.
Man, it's so much love here on the table today. We should get together all the time.
There's a song about that, too.
You guys... We are Green Legion Radio. We're live on Fox Sports Radio in Philadelphia right now. We are at Citizens Bank Park for the annual All-Star Craft Beer, Wine, and Music Festival put on by our good friends at Upcoming Events. UpcomingEvents.com. Check them out for everything. You guys got a lot of Jameson Orange tasting events coming up. I want to check that out. You guys, Diaz, what are you doing besides trying to be...
Jameson Orange.
Are you trying to park a jet? What are you doing?
I was letting you know where Jameson Orange is.
He's on the runway.
Holy You're hell. Easily distracted. You got to stay focused.
Boy, he's all over you today.
You got to stay focused, man.
Yes, he's all over
you. Really, is it crazy? Yeah.
Everybody with us right now is one of those foundation members of Upcoming Events. Make this event actually take place. Good friend of mine for a long time. Used to be part of Philly Tonight. Ray Sheehan, everybody. Welcome, Ray.
All right, Ray. Hey, welcome,
up?
Ray.
Hey, Ray.
Welcome, Ray.
What's up, Ray?
Thank you for having me, guys. Everyone having fun here or what?
We're getting drunk.
What a great event.
Yeah, this is great, man. I know the weather is just a little iffy, but you know what? It's good enough right now.
You know, it's different. You know, think about when you come down to the ballpark. The attention is on the field, and for now, the attention is here on the main concourse level. So, ton of brands here, local brands, which I'm sure you guys are familiar with, regional brands, international brands, you name it.
Thank you for placing us right next to Levante, one of my favorites. Levante, cloudy and cumbersome right here.
Thanks for putting us right next to Keep the Chain so him and Tip can argue the entire break. So Diaz doesn't even know that we're coming back to break. He keeps talking into the microphone without his headset on. It's a good time. Ray, tell us how much time and effort goes into something like this.
It's usually about 3 to 4 months. So not only are we here in Philadelphia, we take the party over to PNC Park in that other town, Pittsburgh.
We don't have a problem with Pittsburgh. I don't have a problem
with
anything.
Ballpark. The ballpark's awesome.
I think the girls over there are pretty hot, too, so we're good to go. And you know what? You know what the best part about Pittsburgh is? There's plenty of bridges for me to burn.
You do enough of that in Philly.
There's none left in Philly. Ray, how many people are going to be here today throughout the sessions?
Yeah, so we'll do 6,000 for session one, which we're in right now, and then we do it all over again at 6 o'clock, and we do another 6,000 people.
Amazing. Woo! And how many vendors are here?
We have over 200 vendors here. It's all about craft beer, wine, and cocktails.
Are they local vendors, or do they come from around the country?
Yeah, so you'll have some local people that you'll see, the regional, international.
Wow.
So, yeah, there's no shortage of some delicious brands here today.
And without question, which vendor has been the biggest pain in the ass?
Not the Green Legion. Not.
That's because he's been talking to Connie.
Small victories. Small victories. Everybody.
Ray, the craft beer industry has been on fire for how long now? I mean, how many years has it really been kind of the emerging brand, like the emerging kind of beers that all this 6,000 people are drinking today?
I would say within the last 10 years, it has really exploded. And it's not just the craft beer. You look at the cans now. The artistry within just the can and the packaging. So it's an industry that's really taken off. We've obviously have taken advantage of that. It's nice to have these brands come out here. And you have to be careful. I mean, you try some of these brands, the ABV on these 8, 9, 10%. So it is strong, so you have to be careful.
White girl wasted for sure.
The can design, I have no shame in saying a lot of the times. I mean, I got the brands I like. I like Levante.
Let's keep it clean here. Let's not talk about it.
Does anybody know what this guy's doing right here?
He's either
pretending to be a referee or he's a Steelers fan.
He threw a penalty flag on
Dave. Is that the
guy
from Freeze Fest, Dave?
I don't know.
He's throwing a penalty flag on Quibi for his negativity.
Everybody, we want to thank you guys so much for letting us be here and promote Irving Fryer, everybody, Michael Diaz, Dave Spadaro, Chris Sack, Ray.
Great event.
We appreciate you being letting us be a part of it.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you guys being here.
All right, man.
Very cool.
Let's get back to it. Everybody,
can we talk about the Eagles now?
We're getting there. I just want to reintroduce everybody. Green Legion Radio. We're live on Fox Sports Radio in Philadelphia right now. We have Connie, Vice President of the Green Legion, talking about road trips that we have coming up this year. We have Ryan and Lola from Philly's Finest Swimsuit Calendar 2022. The calendars are free, everybody. The ladies are signing them. We've got Eagles legendary wide receiver Irving Fryer.
Yeah.
We got 76ers apologist Michael Diaz.
CTP.
We got host of your Eagles Insider Podcast, Dave Spadaro.
Yes.
We have your official Flyers apologist, Mr. Chris Sack.
Sack,
thank you.
And we have Super Brady Crush, our producer, Super Sam.
I hate all of you.
Good.
Happy birthday.
You hate me, Sam?
No,
Sam.
Except for Irving.
Okay.
Except for Irving.
Wow. I felt my heart just
Sam.
So we are going to get into the Eagles right now, but it's not where you think we're going to start. Eagles hired Denver's VP of Player Personnel, Matt Russell. Dave, we would love for you to tell us what he brings to the table for this team.
He's been in the league for 20-plus years. He was actually with the Eagles previously, and then he and Tom Heckard went out to Denver with the Broncos. I mean, Matt's – I'm not sure if Matt's going to be on the college side or the pro side or both.
You guys are more than welcome, I'm sorry, to come up and get an autograph from
Irv. There's been a bit of a restructuring of the front office with – Ian Cunningham leaving and going to Chicago, and Brandon Brown leaving and going to the Giants. So it's an evolving personnel department, and Look, I mean, and Matt Russell's a very wise guy, been around the league a long time, Quimby, and that's what he brings to the the table, a great personnel eye who's going to help Howie and help the Eagles personnel department continue to make this roster younger, better, stronger, faster. And with
the
Eagles, you know, as exciting as it is right now, there's still next year 2 first round draft picks, and the year after that 2 second round draft picks. So you really want to take advantage of those opportunities.
I got a question, Dave. From the fan perspective, there has been a lot of turnover, and you know, we read that and we might not fully understand that. Is this something I'm not saying to be worried about, but it's just like, oh, there's a bunch of new people here, and does that mean hopefully they make good picks and make good selections and good additions to the team. That's what we all hope, but in every other sport or in every other situation, continuity usually, you know, we got Howie at the top. He's not going anywhere. We know that. But continuity seems you're at a stronger position. So
yeah, I mean, what's happening, Diaz, is the teams are poaching the Eagles. And so they're recognizing that the Eagles have a good thing going in the personnel department. The Eagles aren't firing people. These people aren't leaving. They're going and getting promoted. You know, Brandon goes to the Giants. Ian goes to the Bears. Catherine Raich is going to the Browns or is already at the Browns. So it's just happening. All these people are leaving, going up, moving up, moving up. Andy Weidel's interviewing for the GM job with the Steelers. And there's nothing you can do. If another team wants to hire you and promote you, the Eagles cannot keep that
totally understood.
It's a challenge. Concern? It's a challenge. I would say it's a concern. Challenge, you have to replace them and keep your personnel department strong. And it's not like, look, through the years, it's funny.
But this is not a Barry Manilow concert?
Todd Light's the GM of the Buccaneers, and he was here. John Spytek is the assistant GM of the Buccaneers. He was here. I mean, around the league, there are so many ex-Eagle personnel people who have gone on and gotten promoted and are doing a great job with other teams, and that's a really kind of a credit to the Eagles.
And I'm sorry, that was Kenny Rogers, not...
It was also, 1984.
My mother's favorite artist, Kenny Rogers. So if you say anything, I'm going to come up and jam and flat blast you.
So much negativity.
I love you, baby.
We're a big team here.
So Quimby, let's keep talking about the Eagles, and you know, because I've been waiting here. I'm dying for it. I didn't realize the first one was going to be about Matt Russell. Who's my man, by the way?
Truth to the rumor about Jalen Reagor for Chuck Clark, Baltimore?
It was just like a cursory interest, nothing substantial.
We
smoke, there's fire, Dave.
This is all Diaz's stuff. I didn't write any of this.
Well, look, Jalen Reagor is going to have a really hard time, getting on the field this year if he makes the roster. I mean, he's got to step up. And I think it's great. I think, look, the Eagles aren't giving up on him, but they're also not giving him a free pass into 2022. They've brought in Zach Pascal. They brought in, obviously, A.J. Brown.
Can't wait to talk about it.
So,
I have a question for you, Dave.
So, you know, we'll see if Jalen Reagor can rise to the occasion.
I have a question for you. I'm curious. I'm a Greg Ward fan, all right? And I get it. You know, he's not the thoroughbred.
He's not a linebacker.
He's not... I want to know why this guy seems to catch almost everything thrown his way. When he gets on the field, he makes things happen. He takes full advantage of the opportunities given to him. Yet he never seems to get any love with the starting lineup, or just, you know, he's always a question mark.
So who's he? I mean, who are you going to take off the field?
Reagor.
Rager's not on the field.
That's true.
Well, last year they gave Jalen Reagor a chance, and Jalen Reagor didn't produce to the level they wanted, and so they're replacing Jalen Reagor. They're challenging Jalen Reagor. Greg Ward is in the same boat. He's got to make the team. Greg Ward, in my opinion, has maximized kind of what he is, and he's a very dependable receiver, but he's not an explosive guy. He's a dependable return man, but he's not an explosive return man. So as I look at it, Greg is vying for the 5th wide receiver position.
What do you got, Zach? Just hurry up.
No, probably going to break.
So I mean, Greg Ward.
We're not going to break till 2:25.
It's Greg Ward. To me, the wide receivers are. It's very obvious. It's AJ. It's Devontae. It's Quez Watkins. It's Zach Pascal. And then who's your number 5?
Hopefully, Diaz is our number 6.
They hit my mic's down. They have Devin Allen coming in. Now, that's a surprise. So, that's a little bit of a surprise.
So, Devin Allen was a four-star recruit. He went to Oregon.
Right.
He's super fast. He won the Penn Relays.
4-3.
But can he play football?
Well, he played football at Oregon.
That was years ago. And he's since torn.
Yeah, it's been out.
He tore each of his ACLs since then. Yep.
So, if he comes
in. So, he's Pac-12. We love Pac-12.
If he comes in and makes a difference, he could be.
He could be a return.
He could be a surprise.
I think one area that's really interesting is the return game has been really in need of help. They bring in Devin Allen. They bring in this kid, Britton Covey from Utah, who in the minicamp was like, he's like super quick. He's like a really small guy, slot receiver, like super, super quick, who was a great return man in college.
And you know what? We're going to move on from these players right now because we have better stuff to talk about, more important to talk about. I want to get into Jordan Davis, and I want to get into Jordan Davis right now. Right? We can talk about Devin Allen, and I couldn't give a rat's ass about special teams in this conversation. All right? We've got a nice little audience out here that seems to want to hear what Eagles insider host Dave Spadaro and Eagles legendary wide receiver Irving Fryer have to say. Dave, just give me your complete synopsis, your complete summary of Jordan Davis. Diaz and I, if you watched the live draft coverage we had on Thursday night of the draft, Diaz and I lost our complete and total minds when Jordan Davis was...
In a good way or bad?
Absolutely. Yeah. It was the one that we were pandering for. It was the one that we... For 2 months, I was saying, guys, pick Jordan Davis. Not only is he possibly one of the best defensive tackle prospects to come out of college ever, but he also fits within a scheme of dollars that needs to work on the defensive line and bring that money down so we can afford receivers like A.J. Brown. Jordan Davis, go.
He's huge. There have been very few guys over the years that I've stood next to and gone, geez, these guys are massive. And it was like Reggie White back in the day was a massive man. Jordan Mailata is a massive guy. This kid is huge, and he's wide, and he's really athletic, and he's fast, and he's tough, and he's productive. And so he gets to come in and be a part of a defensive line rotation that all of a sudden is outstanding. Fletcher doesn't have to play 60 snaps. They can rotate Fletcher and Hargrave and Williams and Jordan Davis and stop the run and offer a little bit of pass rush. And then they have Hassan Reddick off the edge now. Brandon Graham coming off the injury. They've got a little punch here. So I think Jordan Davis is in a really great situation where he doesn't have to be a star. He can learn from all the veterans. He's super talented, high motor player, great energy. That's why the Eagles traded up to get him. The Eagles think he's a great fit.
Dave, do you think that the Eagles believe he can become a good pass rusher?
Yes.
Because that wasn't his role at Georgia. He wasn't a pass. He was out when it was time to rush the pass. Yeah, he was out of the game.
What's interesting about Georgia is that they blew out so many teams that he went off the field a lot. So like to get all the other five-star recruits playing time, so they didn't transfer. He went down but they think because he's so massively strong, and he does have a good quick first step. They have to develop some of his technique, of course. But they do think he could be a good pass rusher.
And
yeah,
and he's not just strong, but he's got power, which is strength in motion.
Speed to power. Guy. So, you know, he has to learn to play a little bit lower. He's 6'6". He's like 340, 350 pounds. Again, that's a big guy.
That is a massive human.
He actually kind of dwarfs
a walking zip code.
He kind of dwarfs Fletcher Cox, which is crazy.
We will be coming out with, on the Green Legion store page, our favorite shirt, Got Jordans.
Nice. Get his mom on the podcast. She's a huge Eagles fan.
Thanks, Dave. Yeah. We appreciate you setting that up for us next time.
All right, buddy.
All right. Cool.
No pressure.
He's a cook machine on legs.
Let's do this.
Witowski.
Let's talk more about Jordan Davis and our other draft picks and a wide receiver that we picked up from Tennessee in a trade. When we come back, you guys, this is Green Legion Radio. My name's Quimby, alongside our producer, Super Sam Brady, Chris Sackmaster, host of your Philadelphia Eagles Insider podcast, Dave Spadaro, Michael, you're just a Diaz.
Love you.
And Eagles legendary receiver, Irving Fryer. You guys, were brought to you by MCS Residential and MCS Custom Cabinetry. For all your residential contracting needs, contact them at
484-202-3656. That's 484-202-3656. We're on Fox Sports Radio live right now here in Philadelphia, 102.5 FM. Back right after this.
The Gambler, presented by Cure Auto Insurance.
All right, everybody. Green Legion Radio, live on Fox Sports Radio here in Philadelphia. We are broadcasting from Citizens Bank Park for the All-Star Craft Beer, Wine, and Music Festival. Hosting alongside excellent, excellent talent, Super Sam Brady, who's having fun with friends right now. She wasn't doing anything anyway. Chris Sackmaster, host of your Eagles Insider Podcast, Mr. Dave Spadaro. Michael, 76ers apologist Diaz. And Eagles legendary wide receiver, where's the chicken at? Dr.
Chicken?
Irving Fryer.
What's my last name?
Where's the shepherd's pie?
Fryer.
Oh, no, no.
Don't start.
Don't start. He says shepherd's pie.
Listen, when you do the show, like, you get to learn about
Diaz,
people.
I've not done the intro yet. Thanks.
Oh, okay.
So, Eagles legendary receiver, Dr. Irving Fryer. Make sure you check out the Fryer Place on YouTube. Subscribe. You guys, you can hear him every Friday starting at noon. Dave. Irv, we were talking about Jordan Davis. Continue the conversation.
Yeah, I'm done with Jordan. We've gone through the entire litany. I mean, unless you have anything else you'd like to add, Jordan, or Irving, about Jordan.
I'm a wide receivers fan.
Yeah.
He's a lineman.
It'll take him some time to get used to everything, but, right. You know.
And then there also is the concern, it may be a minor concern, about him maintaining weight, you know, making sure he doesn't get too heavy.
Yeah, I mean, that's why you have. I think that in the NFL, it's a lot easier to kind of legislate that than it is.
You think so? Now he has a whole lot of money. He's going to start eating a lot better.
I think.
Just ask Joel Embiid.
But I think the fact that you eat better allows you to maintain weight. You know what I'm saying? Like, instead of eating junk food all the time.
So better doesn't necessarily mean more.
Right. Because with NovaCare, they want you to eat three meals a day there rather than go out and eat junk food.
Would we? We know the Eagles always shuffle their defensive linemen. He's going to be the third defensive tackle.
We don't know that. He might go out and just dominate, and then you.
Is that a reasonable expectation? That's what my question is.
My expectation would be part of the rotation.
Okay. Well, I was going to say if he's the pick in the first round. He's the first round draft choice. He's expected to play.
Yes, absolutely.
He's expected to
start.
To play.
Absolutely.
And I would say even.
I don't think he starts.
I would think so.
Well, over who? There's a Pro Bowler in Javon Hargrave and a future Hall of Famer in Fletcher Cox.
Figure out a way.
He won six.
Out a way to put them all on the field.
Six straight Pro Bowls.
Figure out a way to put them all on the field at the same time.
All decades.
That would be a nice problem to have.
We actually talked about that sack. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, this is for both of you guys. I love talking about Jordan Davis, but let's talk about the other big acquisition.
Done yet.
Okay.
Because, actually, is there a situation? Fletcher has lined up on the edge at times. Is there a situation where we could see Fletcher lined up on the edge, Javon and Jordan Davis in the middle.
And if you want to have a heavy package.
And Ollie.
A jumbo package.
I got a heavy package.
And Ollie from.
Jesus God.
And Ollie from Hoosiers on the other side.
I mean, yeah, they have some options up front now. I mean, I think one of the things about last year's defense, once Brandon Graham went down with the injury, it really limited what you could do because you had Brandon on the edge. Finally, and then you could put Brandon inside and pass rush. You couldn't do that when he was hurt, so it really hurt the Eagles off on their options they had defensively, and the pass rush ranked 31st in the league, and so it's really what they've done defensively. I mean, they've added some really, really great talent that we'll talk about, and Jordan Davis fits into that. But I just want to caution people, like, right now, the way and. Irv can speak to this. They're not even in uniform. They're not on the field. It's all just trying to figure out what he can handle mentally, get him in shape physically, and then get him ready for training camp.
Everybody, real quick as well, if you're within the sound of my voice, we have the lovely Lola and Ryan giving away Philly's Finest 2022 swimsuit calendars. They are models in this calendar, including our cover girl, Ryan. and they are signing these calendars as well. They are free. Step right up and grab your free calendar. Get it signed. Continue, guys. Sorry.
They'll get the calendar, but they can't take it home.
you know, Dave, with Jordan Davis, and Quimby and I were both freaking out. From the fan perspective, yeah, everyone's got their little favorites in the draft, and we don't know anything. I didn't know anything about him until, like, maybe February or something like that, you know. And then you watch all the tape, and you're like, man, this guy, I would love this guy to be in town for another decade. I'd love for him to be the next Fletcher Cox, so to speak. And then you find out that his mom is an Eagles fan, and everything. It's like, oh, this would be perfect. Yeah. And then they move up and get him, and, you know, some of these talking heads, not us, of course, but some people are like, oh, you know, they gave up all the... I'm like, I don't care about six-round picks to get a guy like that. I'm so excited to watch this guy play. I appreciate the expectation we should probably have this year. But, man, the next decade, and you can just lock up that centerpiece of your line.
I know.
It's exciting.
Yeah, right? I mean, we've talked about this a lot, but, like, they always build the offensive line and the defensive line. And if you have a good offensive line and a good defensive line, you have a chance.
Pretty good, yeah.
And so they have a chance with some young D linemen. And Jordan Davis, look, when you're the 13th pick in the draft, the expectations ultimately should be very, very high. I'm not going to downplay that. I'm just saying right now he's in a great spot because he doesn't have to come in and be the star of the D line.
But he's going to have to start.
I don't think right away. Star. Right away?
I don't think so, yes.
I don't see that, Irv. So. I agree with Dave.
To put all of them on that line at the same time.
Guys, A.J. Brown was acquired.
I don't even know what I can say about A.J. Brown.
Well, I want to talk to Irv about him as well, but I also want to talk about the mindset of Howie. How long was Howie laying in the weeds with that deal? Because it came out of nowhere.
I think we all knew that obviously something needed to be done in the receiving core.
No doubt about it.
And it couldn't just be done with just draft choices. It needed to be someone who was a veteran or someone who was proven in the league. So I had said it before the draft that they need to take one of those picks and trade for a wide receiver that we know can play already, that has proven himself in the league. A.J. Brown is that guy. Can I tell you what?
Stud.
He's that guy.
Stud.
Yeah, he is a tone setter.
He does not shy away from contact.
Can I tell you what he does for this offense?
Yes, please do.
I mean, first of all, he changes the whole dynamics of the passing game. It was easy for defensive coordinators last year to defense the passing game of the Eagles.
Because they ran the ball.
Well, they ran the ball. Plus, in the passing game, all they had was DeVonta Smith and Dallas Goedert. That was it. Everybody else was a dud.
I don't care who Quez was okay.
Quez nothing. Listen.
He averaged 16 yards a catch.
But how many catches?
All six of them.
43 or
and,
whatever.
Yeah, 43 catches. And how impactful was he in the season? How much difference did he make in games?
He played pretty well. I think you're underestimating Quez Watkins.
I think A.J. Brown improves his value. Quez Watkins, though.
Well, first of all, A.J. Brown takes this whole passing game to another level. Watch this. He's going to play the X receiver. The number one corner for the defense is going to follow him. That takes DeVonta and allows him to be the Z receiver. He's going to be in motion. He's off the ball. That just elevates his game to another level because now he has the second best corner following him, as opposed to last year, the first best corner was following DeVonta.
Everybody, and this is legendary receiver Irving Fryer giving his take on A.J. Brown. Okay. I want people to know.
Okay.
Some people can't see it. They're just joining.
Gotcha.
You guys are hearing about the newest acquisition, wide receiver A.J. Brown for the Philadelphia Eagles, from one of the best receivers to ever step on the field, Irving Fryer.
So now DeVonta's game, we saw what he did last year without an A.J. Brown on the other side. We saw what he did last year with what everybody said was wrong with Jalen Hurts. He broke the rookie receiving record last year. What do you think he's going to do this year? Then you add the A.J. Brown. Now you add the Pascal. It just opens everything up. Defenses have to pay attention to A.J. Brown. And A.J. Brown is a tone setter. He's a blocker. He's a physical guy. And he has vertical possibility. He can get vertical on you. And he just brings the attitude that you need kind of offense. Catching the ball on the slants. Catching the ball in between linebackers. Catching the ball in that second level. That's what he does. And, like I said, he sets the tone because he's a physical guy. So he smacks. Okay, let me give you an example. So if they were playing against each other, and it's the Eagles' defensive backs versus the wide receivers for the Eagles. So you have Slay guarding A.J. Brown. He's going to take Slay and slap him around. And now you have Steve Nelson guarding DeVonta Smith. What do you, it changes everything.
Yeah.
That's what you're going to have week in and week out.
And they still have a great offensive line and a great running game.
Yes.
And you really have options. You can attack defense's weaknesses on every from 1 week to the next. I think this is as complete an offense
right.
as I have ever kind of felt about an Eagles team since probably
2004.
When I came in as a free agent and I came in and helped who was it? Christy Jones and Ricky Walters was the running back. So we were pretty good that day.
Yeah. And while you were, but like I can't remember a combination, 1-2 wide receiver combination this talented. I got to go back, honestly. I think they're better than Macklin and DeSean Jackson. More talented.
Yeah.
I got to go back to Carmichael and Quick. And Quick was kind of, you know, the new guy and Harold was kind of done.
Oh, man. Todd Pinkston and James Thrash didn't do it for you?
Come on.
I mean, this offense really, they've done such a great job, and they're deep up front, and they've got,
here's the deal. If Jalen Hurts becomes any bit of quarterback we think that he can become, all right, there's not a person on this panel that doesn't like Jalen Hurts. We have our question marks, but it's also, I'm an optimist when it comes to him. I want to see him succeed. I want to see him continue to grow. We all agreed that he earned himself another year after last year, but in the same sentence, the clock is now ticking for
him. Of course.
Because now he does have a complete weapon package to throw to, and he's got 17 games to show it.
No more excuses.
How as fans, though, how patient can we be? Because they tried this passing offense last year, and it got to about week 7, and there was a near mini-revolt. We were all there talking about it.
There were no targets to pass to. They were limited. It's different now. It's changed.
Keep this in mind, too, guys. Last year, the tough part of the schedule was the first half. This year, we have a bye week in week 7. The toughest opponent that we have
to Barcelo Bavaro Beach Resort for the bye week bender, everybody.
If we're not doing Arizona, we're doing that.
But the NFC East has the AFC South and the NFC North. The NFC East has the easiest schedules out of all of the teams in the NFL this year. And I think Washington's is the easiest, and the Eagles is like the third easiest schedule out of all the teams in the NFL this year.
Yes, it is.
I'm jumping ahead on this, but I got to ask Dave and Irving, too. Vegas, and they're not always right, but they, you know, Vegas always wins. They've got the Eagles at 8.5 wins. We won 9 games last year versus the AFC West. We have the AFC South, which stinks. And we have the NFC North, Green Bay, you know, not good. They stink, too. And we have the NFC East. Zach and I did this a few weeks back. I got, like, 7 wins that are just, like, no doubt about it. Diary. Jackpot. How do we know? I mean, for me this year, and I see Vegas 8.5. If we don't win double-digit win, I don't know, 10, 11, last week of the season, who knows. How do we not get 10 wins this year? I mean, without, like, a injury disaster.
I expect to win every game, so I don't really get it.
Damn, come on!
I go in every week, and I don't really think that way. I really just go week to week. I mean, injuries happen, things happen. Vegas,
So you're saying slam the over on those?
I mean, you know the NFL stance on gambling, so I don't have any say on it. But I'm pretty amazed at Vegas and how they come up with numbers. I certainly don't agree with 8.5.
Yeah, I
think the Eagles are going to have a very good season.
I'm excited about what the Eagles are going to present on the field, the product they're going to have on the field.
Yeah.
In spite of the fact that there's still a couple of weak spots defensively, you know, second corner, another safety.
Safety.
But what they have up front.
So we're not talking about N'Kobe Dean yet?
Not yet.
We're talking about Cam Jurgens.
We didn't get there yet.
We're talking about Cam Jurgens first?
Wherever we were drifting off, we want to stick with our draft picks right now.
Let's talk about Cam Jurgens.
I want to know Nebraska. What the plan is for, because Landon Dickerson was a center.
Yeah, but he turned into a really great left guard. And so the Eagles say, all right, we have a left tackle who's a freak in Jordan Mailata, and we have a left guard who's a freak in Landon Dickerson. And Mailata plays at like 360 pounds, and Dickerson's going to be like 335. So let's keep those two together. And when it was their turn at number 51, they loved Cam Jurgens. He was the highest rated player on the board. It was going to be him or N'Kobe Dean. And I happened to be in the room, in the draft room, when they picked Jurgens, and they were very excited. Then I spent time with the offensive line coaches. We went through it with Jurgens.
Hey, next time, call us. Jerk.
Yeah. I totally get it. Why they pick Cam Jurgens. They think he's going to be a just a superstar center when his time comes.
2 minutes, guys. 2 minutes.
Well, you before the show, because I asked this question too. I don't know if you are willing to share it, but you would ask Stoutland some questions about him, and we all love Stoutland.
He just checks off every critical every critical factor that they have. He's a green on every factor except one, which I won't name, and it's not an important factor. And he's like he was their highest rated center and one of the highest rated offensive linemen in the draft. So they were thrilled to get him.
I like him because he's from the University of Nebraska. he was a tight end, though. He's got great athleticism. Athlete. He bulked up to be a center.
And he's really physically, he's really thick and strong. Right. And
303.
He's a man already.
Yeah. Are they going to give him any guard reps, or is he
only
strictly
only
center?
because they cross-train, but maybe he blows them away, but at this point, He's the center of the future.
Okay.
They're concerned a little bit about him being able to pick up who he's supposed to block, particularly in that zone scheme. They have zone blocking.
Eagles aren't concerned about one thing with a guy. Mm. I'm telling you, Irv.
Okay.
I rarely have heard coaches rave about a rookie, a draft pick like these guys rave. By the way, with a track record that Stoutland has, I trust him 100%.
Everybody, just as your local State Farm agent combines good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates, you can combine your home and auto, and guess what you'll get? That's right, good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates. In fact, State Farm agent Dave Bavuso is your go-to agent for the service you deserve at the price you want. Try combining home and auto today. State Farm agent Dave Bavuso will help you mix and match things perfectly. Call 856-740-5012. That's 856-740-5012 for your surprisingly great rates. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer, all applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements. This is Green Legion Radio broadcasting from Citizens Bank Park during the All-Star Craft Beer Music Wine Music All-Star Craft Beer, Wine, and Music Festival. I knew I could get it out eventually.
Today, Junior.
hey, Bobby, they done catch that gorilla.
I thought we were going to get through the whole show. Come on.
You guys, we are live on Fox Sports Radio right now alongside Eagles legendary receiver Irving Fryer, Michael Shut Up Diaz, host of your Eagles Insider podcast, Dave Spadaro, Chris Sackmaster, Super Sam Brady, and myself, Quimby. We will be back for our final segment right after this. All right, everybody. Final segment here on Green Legion Radio. We're live on Fox Sports right now here in Philadelphia and broadcasting from Citizens Bank Park for the All-Star Craft Beer, Wine, and Music Festival put on by our good friends at upcomingevents.com. Check them out for everything going on in the area. My name is Quimby alongside Super Sam Brady, Chris Sack, host of your Eagles Insider podcast, Dave Spadaro, Michael Shut the Hell Up Diaz, and Eagles legendary wide receiver Irving Fryer.
Bigger.
You guys, we just talked about Jordan Davis. We talked about A.J. Brown. We talked about Cam Jurgens. Let's talk about N'Kobe Dean.
Yes.
Dave, talk to us here.
All right, so stunner, right? He's still at 83, third round. Everybody thought he would go first round. Eagles gobbled him up quickly.
You thought he was going to go second round.
I thought he'd go first round.
Well, no, I mean, when Cam Jurgens rolled around.
Yeah, the Eagles were going to pick between. They were either going to pick Jurgens or Dean, and they just love Jurgens so much. At a position where they really, the center position, they really value that more than many positions. So Dean's still there in the third round. They get him. He is highly productive, great motivational guy, checks off every box, very intelligent. The size thing is probably one reason he stayed. He didn't go so early. He's had a few injuries. He runs through walls. So he's got so much aggressiveness that's like they got to rein that in just a little bit until Sundays.
So he's Diaz.
If Diaz likes to run around in circles and run into walls, yeah.
we have his gerbil wheel at home.
That's so kind of what he is.
If we are comparing Diaz to N'Kobe Dean, I will take that all the time.
He's like 5'11", 220.
Except you're pasty white.
I'm guessing he's going to be a weak side linebacker, but he could play some inside. They might mix up their fronts.
They'll use him as a stack back.
Yeah, right.
Put him as a stack back.
And so, I mean, he has a chance to transform the linebacker position. The fact that they've been able to add Dean and Reddick and Kaiser White to TJ Edwards, Davion Taylor, Sean Bradley, etc. This linebacker group, guys, it's a strength for the Philadelphia Eagles defense.
It became a strength, right? Well, I said.
Yeah.
Look, they loaded up. And anybody that thought they were going to be able to address all of their needs in this draft was just doesn't know football. All right.
And it's true in every draft.
Yeah, but, I mean, you know, we know that the secondary needs some help. We know the defensive backfield needs help. But linebacker was a very, very big question mark going into the offseason. And they are coming out with flying colors right now. Dave just said it the best. The linebacker is now, when was the last time you said linebacker is a strength of the Philadelphia Eagles?
Dave, with the guys that they've brought in, I mean, you know, Jordan Davis is more of a nose tackle, and then the linebackers that you have, Hassan Reddick has lined up more in a traditional outside linebacker in a 3-4. Are they going to be still traditional 4-3, or are they going to go hybrid here between 3-4 and 4-3?
I mean, that's kind of the great question, and the Eagles aren't saying it, and so, I mean, I would imagine they have some flexibility to do both. So yeah. I think it would be more of a hybrid look, and I think that's going to be a problem for offenses.
And that's going to be great that they can change it up like that, and they have the ability to do it because they have the talent to do it now.
Right, and you have to play the coordinator, make Jordan Davis play at his best, and to give N'Kobe Dean an opportunity to play in space. So I'm really looking forward to seeing what they do defensively. I don't know the scheme right now.
It's a good problem to have, though.
It's nice to have talent.
Yes.
It's nice to have talent. And the front seven has a lot of talent. And like you said, they're still going to try to add in the secondary and add pieces.
What do you think about Kyron Johnson, just real fast? Because I've watched film on him. He looks
really fast.
Nuts.
Not a big guy. I think he has to make his mark on special teams, and that's kind of the mindset he has. But if you can take advantage of him off the edge, you know, you might have something there. But he's got to build up strength, and he's got to build up a little bit of weight and become an NFL player, much like, you know, Teron Jackson last year did and some of the young players the Eagles have from last year's draft. So they've got young talent in the front seven, and it'll be great to watch them when the pads go on. But again, the pads don't go on until the end of July.
I gotcha.
All right, y'all happy now?
When does camp open?
No date official, but usually like right around July 25th. Three preseason games, and the regular season starts September 11th in Detroit.
Is anybody going to play in the preseason games?
That's a good question. Yeah, I'm a little hoarse.
Detroit.
Which Brady was that? When it's time to change, you got to rearrange.
So, yeah. Peter Brady.
What's up, Peter Brady?
Sam Brady.
There
I remember that song. I remember that show.
Yeah.
When it's time to change, you got to rearrange.
Yeah. Who you are, you guys aren't even drunk.
We're done.
They were trying. You know what? Wait a minute. No.
Too much side chatter.
They were trying to copy the Jackson 5.
Oh, there we go.
They were trying to copy the Jackson 5.
There we go. Where's the chicken?
That's right. Bring the chicken. Time for the chicken.
That's an inside joke, everybody. We can get away with that here. Everybody, Green Legion Radio. We're live on Fox Sports. We're about to end this segment. I've got 1 minute, and it's a commercial, baby. Go to greenlegion.com on Monday after 12 o'clock p.m. We will have our packages for the upcoming season. If you want to go see the Eagles play on the road and you want to do it in style, you go with the Green Legion. Why? Because I'm telling you so. Damn it, I've been doing it for 20 years.
20 years.
20 years. This is our 20th season running Eagles road trips. We do it right. We have our customer in mind at all times first. I can be a bit of an ass, but I'm always going to be...
just a bit.
I'm always going to be a bigger ass for you than I ever will be to you. Keep that in mind.
True story.
You guys, on behalf of upcomingevents.com and the All-Star Craft Beer, Wine, and Music Festival, we appreciate you guys having us here. Tip and keep the change.
Awesome.
We appreciate you guys giving us the leeway here to finish this show. Ryan and Lola, Philly's finest swimsuit counter models, 2022, giving away free counters. Vice President of the Green Legion, Connie Pfeiffer, telling everybody how they can get on a road trip. Our producer back in studio, / our producer here, Sam Brady, Chris Sack, host your Eagles Insider Podcast, Dave Spadaro, Michael Shut Up Diaz, Eagles legendary wide receiver, Irving Fryer, and...
What a show! And you, Quimby.
And our spot. I don't care about me.
Quimby!
Neither do we!
And we're brought to you by MCS Residential and MCS Custom Cabinetry. Check them out at MCSinc-PA.com. That's MCSinc-PA.com. We appreciate you, everybody. Go Birds!
Go Birds!
TGP.
We're out.